Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to realwire.com/pod. We've reached the final week of the NBA regular season. It starts off with kind of a whimper, though, considering there are just 6 games on the schedule Monday night. There's still money to be won, though, so let's break down the top player picks. Russell Westbrook takes on the Hawks tonight, and he's once again the top pick at the guard position. Westbrook needs one more triple-double to set the NBA record. Considering he's done that in 25 of his last 30 games and that Bradley Beal will be out for this game, it seems like a pretty favorable spot for him to achieve the feat. He's not just squeaking by with triple-doubles either, averaging 22.7 points, 13.9 rebounds, 12.9 assists, and 1.5 steals during that 30-game stretch. One guard to avoid is Andrew Wiggins against Utah. This is a tough matchup for Wiggins, with the Jazz posting the third-best defensive rating in the league. His salary isn't all that cheap, and there are a few players in the same range who have more favorable matchups. If you want to deploy Westbrook, rolling with him and Wiggins does a number on your budget, limiting your options at other positions. At the forward position, consider Sabonis. Sabonis hasn't been in Westbrook's rarefied air, but he does have 2 triple-doubles over his last 5 games. During that stretch, he's averaged 27 points, 14.4 rebounds, 10.6 assists, and 2 steals. If you want to fade Westbrook in tournament play, then you could pursue Sabonis, who has similar upside at a cheaper salary. One forward worth avoiding is Robert Covington. Covington's upside is very limited given his 11.7% usage rate. This game could also be a blowout against an inferior foe, which might limit his playing time in the second half. At the center position, consider Rudy Gobert. The last time we saw Gobert take the floor against the Warriors, he provided 24 points, 28 rebounds, and 4 blocks on his way to a 77.1 Yahoo Fantasy Point performance. The Warriors are lacking talent at center, which has contributed to them allowing the third most rebounds per game in the league. While it will be difficult for Gobert to replicate his monster performance from their last meeting, he still enters this contest with a high floor. One center to avoid is Brook Lopez. Lopez is coming off a big night against the Rockets in which he scored 38.9 Yahoo points. The Rockets surprisingly kept the game fairly close, which meant Lopez played his normal allotment of minutes. He can go off on any given night, but he's only averaging 24.4 Yahoo points per game over the season. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.